and thanks for joining me for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner of Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Replacing Love. If you listened to last month's podcast, you know my topic was open-ended versus closed-ended. Here's a quick reminder. I began by clearly explaining the difference between open-ended versus closed-ended. Many people believe they know the distinction between these two different types of questions. However, in my experience, this remains a gray and often confusing area. From here, I discuss the seven words that signal using an open-ended question. Ultimately, I discussed five specific recommendations for applying the open-ended versus closed-ended technique to your question and answer session. You'll be astounded with the results. Now that 30 days have elapsed, try implementing the content of May's podcast. Remember, I'm available to answer your burning questions as well as to listen to any of your ideas. Seems we're ready to move on to June's podcast and explain why we want to replace the word love when focusing on business communication. As a corporate communication and speech specialist, I often hear, "Dale, I'd love to improve the way I communicate on the job. Can you help me?" That comment comes up frequently. Consider if this applies to you or someone whom you know professionally or personally. You're about to hear the tools you need to succeed. It's your choice how you opt to handle this information, but this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or maybe someone you know? If it does, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. As part of my practice in helping other professionals sound their best, I have the opportunity to hear what they plan to say, as well as review and edit what they have written and plan to send. And this could take the form of an article, a blog, a white paper, or perhaps an email. It's quite typical for me to either read or to hear, "I would love to connect with you. I would love to learn about your company. I would love to show you some of our products." Maybe this sounds familiar to you, or perhaps you find yourself writing or saying these or very similar words. Well, you may want to sit down for what I'm about to say next. The use of the word love doesn't belong in the world of business. The reasons are it's overused, it's disingenuous, it's too personal, and worst of all, it's not about anyone but you. That's a fairly long list. However, it tells you the potential risks you run regarding how you're perceived. Because perception is everything, so please be sure you place appropriate emphasis on it. My reaction is negative whenever I either see or hear the word love used in a professional context. It tells me something about the speaker or writer, and they instantly lose credibility. Those with whom you opt to interact may have a similar or worse reaction, which is something you can ill afford. You've heard me say before that all communication is about the other individual, and that's why you want to be extremely cautious when using love, as it reflects poorly on you as well as on your employer. You'll probably find that you don't get a response to your email or voicemail when using the word love. As an alternative to the word love, you may want to consider saying or writing, "It would be beneficial if we could connect. It would be helpful to learn about the priorities at your company. It would be ideal if I could demonstrate some of our products that you may find valuable." Replacing the word love with beneficial, helpful, or ideal gets your message across in a far more effective way than saying love. You come across as an assertive professional to be taken seriously. I'm sure you can think of other words to add to this list. However, these choices give you a really good head start. Saying or writing the word love is a habit that you can break if you so choose. And like with any habit, it takes time to remove this word from your business vocabulary. So please be very patient with yourself. When you do replace the word love, you'll have a far stronger business image and will reap positive results from your efforts. For some of you, this may be new information to digest and process. If you'd like further help with any of the pointers in this particular podcast, I'm available to you and your staff by phone, electronically, or virtually. I'm always interested in being your business communication resource, and with the right speaking coach, you can seek professional guidance and proceed safely. By the way, not only will you be an asset to those with whom you work, but you'll also be adding to your own communication skills. Now that's a sound investment. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.